Hello. We've been expecting you. It's true because I'm Mother Goose, and I heard you walk up. Anyway, welcome to the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. Whether you're a charmer, a deary, an evil regal, a kick-ax Team 7, or whatever you are all welcome here. Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California are the hosts. They are just the best. Oh, but come in. Come in, dears. Now, you can listen with the rest of us, but don't be shy. Here, this magical voice will tell you how to be part of the podcast.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626.
Okay. Are you comfortable? Got your cocoa with whipped cream and cinnamon? Okay. Here comes Jeff and Colleen.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You have entered the after party zone. Time to take off a shoe, baby.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, no.
Oh, Mitch is falling asleep. That's all right. I'll go wake him up. So anyhow, so you may want to let Mitch know to maybe use Chrome, something like that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, welcome to the after party. It has already been just an amazing show already, but we are going to trudge forward. And so I just saw a picture of Gibby with Doctor Who.
Yes, Gibby from iCarly.
Oh, my goodness.
Doctor Who.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So
he's a lucky kid, that Gibby.
He is. So anyhow, we will continue to move forward, and but yeah, I think there should be like a Purple Heart for Comic-Con goers, because that's wild, man. That is a wild place. So anyhow, I remember we went, and it was like 105, and it was really, really, really hot. Not in a good way, It was hot. So, all right, what I think I'll do is I'll do the bio right now. And I will give you a little verbal hint of who it is here.
Soldiers
coming up.
Bobby could have faced.
It was a scene where we're at a crossroad and we surprised a bunch of Germans in an apple orchard. And it was just about 100 Germans running away. And then they start turning and firing at us, and we're popping off clips, having to reload. It's a long shot. A whole nother German platoon comes storming down this hill and starts attacking. All of a sudden, this riverbed just explodes. Boom, 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 boom. All the way down, the ground shaking. Well, I remember when I was reloading. That's when you're at your most vulnerable, because you can't defend yourself with your weapon. And you're reloading and I'm jamming my clip in. And I was having trouble because my hands were shaking. And I was thinking, I'm going to get shot in the head right now while I'm not looking. I'm just going to get shot and everything's going to turn to black. And then you come out of it and you go, that's what it's like. When you go through...
Any guesses of who that might be? Ah, yes, Ian Bailey. And that was from Band of Brothers. It was a little documentary intro piece about the different parts of the filming. And Ian Bailey was in Band of Brothers, and that's who we're going to talk about tonight in our Once Upon a Time bio. So, Ian Francis Hamilton Bailey.
Oh, very formal, but I like it.
Was born June 8th, 1976.
Oh, he's a youngster.
Yeah. He's an actor, obviously. Mm-hmm. And he's 6 foot tall.
Ooh. That's nice.
Kind of a tall drink of water, that's mm-hmm. what they say.
Yes.
Okay. And Ian grew up in the Santa Ynez Valley of California.
Beautiful.
So does anyone in the chat room kind of know where that is in California? What's kind of
significance
nearby that?
Yeah. Hmm. Santa Ynez is near Santa Barbara. It is known for a little place called Neverland Ranch. Anybody heard of that?
So, yeah. So, what we're doing, it's like people take walks or something. I don't know.
I know.
What we try to do every week during the hiatus is we do a bio of an actor
in
Once Upon a Time. So, tonight is Ian Bailey.
Ian Bailey, yes.
He played August W. Booth. On
Correct.
Once Upon a Time.
Yes.
So we played a clip. It's a kind of a fun little guess who it is. And then now we're going to go through different things about his life. So anyway, Santa Ynez Valley is near Solvang. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So Ian's father owned a small airline service and which flew people around the state. So Ian tagged along on flights with his father. And his father gave him flying lessons after dropping off the passengers. Ian's first flight lesson was age of 12.
Wow.
So he, 12 years old, learning to fly. So when he wasn't flying or playing baseball, Ian and his friends frequented Solvang, which was, it's a Swedish little kind of a touristy town?
Solvang? It's, yes.
Yep.
It's very quaint.
Danish and Swedish.
Not Swedish. Yeah. It's Danish.
Danish.
It's Danish. And it's actually really kind of a cool place to go.
All right. So has anybody ever been to Solvang? Anybody? No?
Doesn't seem like anybody has been there. Nobody's been.
Nope.
It's actually a really cool place. All the shops there are run by Danish
folks.
And there's Danish food. Oh, okay. We have somebody who has been. That's
okay.
Good. Okay.
Cool. So I,
Helga.
Excellent.
She's showing up as Ustermer and then a number. That's why I was like, I don't know who
I
that
see.
Is.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
So Solvang is fun.
Mm-hmm.
They have little wooden shoes that you can pose in and... They have a lot of
Danish
cuisine,
food. Yep. You can get all kinds of Danish food.
Lots
there.
Of butter in that town, boy. You can get some butter.
Woo. Oh, yeah. And pastries like crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So he struggled in school, Ian did, until he found his calling in the high school drama department. Ian was soon performing in each school play. And went on to study formally at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City. Bailey also briefly attended Santa Barbara City College. In 2007, he was awarded a Daytime Emmy for his performance in the television movie Life of the Party.
Hmm.
Bailey has also had recurring guest starring roles in the TV series Dawson's Creek and ER.
Nice.
I did not know about the ER thing.
No.
Or Dawson's Creek, actually. So here is a little thing. And actually, I kept reading Covert Affairs. And I said, who did he play? But he actually played the ex-boyfriend of...
And then you were shot.
Piper Perabo.
Piper Perabo?
That's...
But someone saved you. Who...
I thought this was yes or no.
Oh, yeah. Did I save you?
Yes. And I am very grateful.
So, Covert Affairs.
I like that show.
Yes. So, that is... that is just some little kind of clips and things like that. So let's kind of roll through what he's been in, kind of like his resume, like if we were going to hire him to do I don't know what. So in 97, he was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer as Kyle DeFors in the episode The Pack. And I'll bet you if we wait long enough, someone will say, I've seen that episode. I love that one. So, yeah, that's right. That's right, Tordy. I remember early on that his character was actually a catalyst for her joining the CIA. It was kind of reminiscent of a Bionic Woman. The first,
oh, yeah, a little bit.
Sorry, something like that.
You mean the new one, new remake?
Yeah, the remake, yeah.
Which was actually also a really good show, and they got rid of that. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, back to Ian.
So anyhow, he was also in A Better Place. He starred as Ryan. 1998, he was in Significant Others. He was in Dawson's Creek in 99. He was in Fight Club. He played Ricky. Now, what's interesting is the more you kind of look into the different characters that are in these shows and their past work and this kind of thing, there was a clip I was going to play. And boy, it had some F-bombs ticking. And
exploding.
Yeah. So,
wow.
I mean, I don't know. What do you say when you get hit with a hammer on your thumb, you know? But anyway, I mean, we try to keep not, you know, but some people don't like them and, you know, call the FCC and get crazy. But
yeah.
Anyway, that's why I didn't play it. So. He was in Fight Club, and he was in Almost Famous, which I found that very interesting. I did not know that, actually. He played Jan Winner in Almost Famous. In 2001, he was in Band of Brothers. He played Private David Kenyon Webster. He was in The Scoundrel's Wife in 2002. 2003, he was in and starring Pancho Villa as himself.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And he was in Without a Trace, 2004. 2005, he starred in and won the award for Life of the Party. He was in a movie called Sexual Life, played David.
Okay.
I'm just reading the list here.
Yes.
I mean, just trying to tell you.
Uh-huh.
ER.
Yep.
Played Jack Scanlon.
Okay.
Season 11, 2006. And CSI New York. He played a role there. And 2008, Language of the Enemy. Rome. You know, I mean, it's really interesting when you look at almost all these great actors that we have once upon a time. They've had so many varied roles all over the place. Little roles, big. It's really incredible. He was in Numbers. He played Cam, season 5. Covert Affairs, Ben Mercer, 30 Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
These guys, it's amazing how many little parts they've had here and there. And you don't think about it because unless you're really like fans of all these kind of obscure shows or, well, I wouldn't say obscure, but there are definitely shows I've never really gotten into, but I don't know if I'd remember him even if I had seen him.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably would have thought he was cute, but that's about the extent of it. I don't know. Well, maybe I'll have to check him out.
Okay.
What?
I think you already have. You think he's cute, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he's adorable.
Okay,
he's
then.
He's a very good-looking young, young man.
Okay, yeah, you're getting a little tongue-tied over there.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was in Law and Order Criminal Intent. I mean, that's the thing about a lot of these types
of... Yeah, and I love Law and Order CI. So, and I'm shocked I haven't seen him. So I have to check out the one he was in because I probably have seen
him. I think you've seen them all.
No, I haven't actually.
Really?
There's a ton of them I haven't seen, yeah.
All right. He played Adam Winter in the episode Icarus. So.
Okay. Well, I'll have to look that one up and see when that was, and then I'll have to check it out.
And he played my favorite, August Wayne Booth in Once Upon a Time / Pinocchio. He is a regular character. That's what it says right here. And whenever he gave his monologues, with the most incredible things I've ever. It was magical. I don't care if I'm fanboying or not. That's the truth. So you can just take that to the bank. That's the way it is. So he screen tested. There's some trivia. He screen tested for the title role in Batman Begins in 2005, but lost the role to Christian Bale.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have made a great Batman.
Yep.
I would have liked him better than Christian Bale.
It would have been definitely a different film, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He plays a medical student in both the movie Center Stage and the show ER. And he won the Daytime Emmy for the indie drama Life of the Party.
Yeah, you mentioned that, so yeah.
Yep. That's awesome. I just want to
mention again.
I know. That's fine. So let me talk a little bit about his philanthropy. During a trip to Peru, Bailey saw a group of children travel 24 miles on foot to school. This led to the creation of Imagine This TV, a reality TV show chronicling one-week philanthropic projects for people all around the world. The network uses an open-source collaboration platform that encourages input from its viewers. Bailey is currently working on getting broadcast distribution for the TV show. And I'm going to play a clip about
Hi, my name is Ian Bailey, and I'm actually getting ready to jump on a plane to Haiti, taking an overnight flight to Fort Lauderdale and then on to Port-au-Prince. We, as this show in the making, have really been interested in doing an episode in Haiti for some time. We had a plan beforehand. Obviously, that plan's going to change. To what degree, we don't know. That's what we're going to go find out. We're going to go meet up with some of our partners down there, USAID, Mercy Corps, CARE, International Medical Corps, someone from our very own website who's been an incredible active member, Don Sko, and his group of people down there. They're working on building an orphanage. They've got the land. They've got the foundation, but nothing has been built yet. And I hope at the end of this, what you get to experience as our viewer and our community member on our website is really just an honest, genuine experience of seeing what really is going on there. I hope with the utmost humility to be your eyes and ears for what is happening there now, because as we all know, the media in times of crisis pounces on a story. And then after the story gets saturated, which the Haiti earthquake is now, the media goes away. But there are still millions of people in crisis. And we want to bring attention back to those people and these communities that are still in dire need. And also the aid workers who are there working day in and day out, who have really started to pull it together and are really doing incredible work. And we want to highlight them, and we want to tell the stories of these people who, in a country that's already had incredible challenges for a long, long time, now they have even more incredible difficulties in front of them. And I really look forward to your thoughts, your ideas, your wisdom, your episode ideas, your contributions, donations, skills. Please, when we put these mini episodes together, for webisodes is really what they are, when we put them together, give us your thoughts. We want to hear them. I really look forward to it. All of us on the Imagine This team do. Thank you very, very much.
Amazing. And that's one of the great things about celebrity is you can have an opportunity to use your platform to help other people.
Yep.
And the greatest thing is when he called in and left a voicemail. That was amazing. That was just incredible. So, Ian Bailey.
Yep.
That's our bio for this evening. So, anyhow, that is that. And I wanted to kind of loop back and finish up discussing for anything else in the news. Oh, we have, that's right. We have Ima's voicemail, too.
Yeah, I thought we had an email, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, we got an email, too.
Sweet.
I just wanted to kind of make sure that we had all the... this one thing I wanted to say is that Eddie Kitsis insists that he is interested in exploring more global myths and international storytelling. I definitely wanted to say that tonight.
Well, okay. That will get very interesting, won't it?
And no offense, but I just want to say this. Sometimes Americans think that America is the world.
Yep.
And that's not the case.
That is very true.
There's a whole world out there with stories that we have or have not heard. So
I'd wager we've not heard many of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice that we hear... You know, things like, you know, Mulan and other, right? But there's more out there, I'll bet.
Oh, so most definitely. Most definitely.
Also that Bay's story will be resolved in season two. So, again, we've had the great luck of having Dylan Schmidt leave a voicemail. And it sounds like we will be hearing more from him in the next year or so. So,
yep.
Really incredible stuff. So I'm going to play...
Don't forget to mention Political Animals.
Oh, that's right.
Jefferson Watch.
That's right. So Political Animals is a USA Network
USA
show.
Network, yeah. I believe it's...
And Sebastian Stan is a gay son of the president...
I have no idea.
I believe so.
Sounds about right to me.
And so it's a great political drama. Mm-hmm. Lots of different things going on. Sebastian Stan is fantastic. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And so he's also in a horror film out this summer, but also in Political Animals as well.
I'm also guessing we're going to find him on Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Here
sure.
and there.
Sure.
Just thinking.
Yep. Absolutely. So that's and thanks for reminding me. It's hard for me to keep everything straight, but I appreciate that. So here it is. Here's a little Ima. Now, here's the thing is she's playing some music. It's cool music, but just kind of focus on what she's saying and we'll stop it and kind of comment here and there. So here we go.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to...
Nope, not the Haunted Mansion. Not the Haunted Mansion. Come back. Come back. We all know that there's 99 happy haunts there, and there's always room for more, but that's for another discussion and another time. Anyways, if you haven't noticed yet, this is Ima Freebish, and I am here to discuss a certain thing that has been on my mind for quite a while, and the topic of that discussion is villains. That's right. My favorite kind. I'm always rooting for the villain, never the hero. Don't know why. I'm not psychotic, I swear. I just happen to think villains really, you know, are complex characters, and they have feelings too. So
let's talk about this really quick.
She's not psychotic.
She isn't. She's
but
a really
she
nice person.
For the
person.
Villains.
Yeah.
I just have to laugh because you know the old adage, crazy people always say they're not crazy. So I'm sure there's probably something that says psychotic people always say they're not.
Yeah, that's true. We have a light going off.
No,
it's
we
a
don't.
Poltergeist
it's the television
something.
Is on, no television. Sound.
Okay. I may have to call somebody. So anyway, okay. Here's the thing. I remember reading a quote about... Raiders of the Lost Ark. And if there were no snakes, there would be no movie. There has to be villains and things to overcome for a hero to be a hero.
Right.
Okay.
Because if it's all happy sappy all the time, it's Stepford.
Right.
And nobody wants that.
So remember what Barbara said about balance?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And and that Jane was kind of hesitant about saying there's balance. You know, Star Wars has balance in the Force.
Sure, that's just an obvious
evil
reference.
And good and all that kind of thing.
But that's everything.
Right.
And actually, so, as a Libra, I love balance.
Yes.
So I'm all over that.
So villains actually bring challenges and balance to a story.
Sure.
If the hero had no villain, there would be no hero, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, and I totally agree, is that if you only have stories where villains are just bad, they're just bad.
Right.
That's not true. Villains get there somehow.
Right.
And we've talked about that before. Right. So, yes, let's keep going.
Something probably went wrong in their life that made them turn to the dark side of the Force. Here are some certain villains that I am wanting to see on Once Upon a Time, because everybody knows my lady and Rumpelstiltskin can't cause havoc all by themselves. They need a little help. They need some members to the League of Destruction, as I like to call them. You know, Rumpelstiltskin could be the leader, and so can my lady. But they need minions. They really do. And we have a lot of heroes, but not enough villains. So here's a list. Let's start with Stromboli. I think that's his name, from Pinocchio. Mm-hmm. All right. So-
Stromboli.
Stromboli. That was the... He was pretty bad.
Now, there were discussions, and I know I'm leaning into, you know, dangerous ground. So, anyway, there were certain kind of rumors bantied about of new people possibly joining the cast.
Yeah.
So, I'll just slide Stromboli out there on the table. So, maybe we might see him faster than...
You just never know.
Stromboli. I remember riding the ride, and I was scared to death going in that cage.
Oh, yeah. Well, but here's the thing. Stromboli's not the one in the cage. Stromboli's got the
I know, but the guy.
But what I was going to say is that we may have already seen Stromboli. We just didn't know we saw him, because remember, there were a couple town halls and the whole, you know, miners' festival.
Right.
That there were people, we didn't know who they are. So don't rule that out.
I don't think it's the thin guy eating the carrot. Okay.
Probably not.
Here we go.
We've seen Pinocchio and we've seen Geppetto, but what about the villain in the story, huh? Yeah, what happened to him? And Lady Tremaine, we've seen Cinderella. What happened to that old bag, you know?
Tell me about that old bag. I really don't know. Yeah.
That was Cinderella's stepmother.
Okay.
She was pretty evil.
Maybe she's the nurse down there?
Well, that's a possibility. Actually, ooh, now that you said that,
mm-hmm.
What's interesting is her hair actually does look like Lady Tremaine's from the Disney movie. Very similar.
I kind of backed into that then. Well, all right.
A little bit.
Okay.
She was pretty crazy. And what's interesting is, here's a little side trivia for you. The woman who voiced Lady Tremaine, Eleanor Audley, also is the woman who voiced Maleficent for the Disney Sleeping Beauty. So.
Yep.
There you have it.
So people get a little, even now, people are kind of getting a little cagey about, I don't want more Lost characters. They don't sound like that, but I'm just saying.
No.
You know, they don't want Lost characters on Once Upon
actors.
A Time. Yeah. Lost actors. But it's like, even with Disney.
Sure.
When they found a good voice actor, they go, oh, man, you got to play this other one.
And by the way, let's look at Pixar. John Ratzenberger is in, he's got a voice in every single Pixar movie. Hello.
Yeah. I want to have a voice like John Ratzenberger.
He's got the
Hey, yeah, they invented the mail back in ancient Rome. Yeah, Sammy? Right, Sam? Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Anyway.
We want to see the stepmother and the stepsisters. We want to know what happened. Cinderella's all great and stuff, but, you know, Lady Tremaine, she's pretty awesome. And Queen of Hearts, we've seen her, but I want to see more because she's a villain, and it's probably Korra. I don't know.
So she threw her hat in the ring about Korra being the Queen of Hearts. I mean, you know, it's possible, but we don't know.
We don't know. We didn't see her face. We can't tell. We don't know. She's of an indeterminate age.
She speaks into an elephant thing.
Elephant's trunk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And kind of whispery, you know. Right. So who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
See, if it was me, I'd lean over and say, "What'd you say? Let me get this veil out of the way."
You would.
I would.
Well, that's because
I wouldn't have a head.
You wouldn't have a head.
I would have been the first one.
Look, you know, I would have to stop you because I am pretty attached to your head.
But see, once the evil queen caught me and drug me into that, whoa, two men enter. What? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
I can count. Yes. All right.
Gotta count. Yes.
No, that is a suspicion, but we shall see. We do not know yet. Captain James Hook.
Done. Probably done.
Well, okay. They say things. Until I see it, I'm sorry. Well, I'm a doubting Thomas.
Okay.
So until I see actual, now, like, casting information and...
Hold on, chat room. Hold on. Now... They had a, we can play the clip, but just trust me. There was a pirate that walked in, used a knife to get into Gold's shop.
Okay.
Walked
in. We're assuming
in.
It's Captain Hook.
Hold on, chat room. You're just crazy right
they're
now.
They're not saying anything.
He took this thing, smashed into one of Gold's things, and pulled out a hook. And hooked it on his non-hand hand.
Okay.
So it was a pirate with a hook. Now, I don't know if I'm jumping in on the Peter Pan bandwagon. All I know is saw what looks like a pirate with a hook. Maybe they've obtained the rights. Possibly. But
okay. So, but what was the intent of showing that?
It's a new character.
Who showed it? And the only reason
it was at Comic-Con.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, who showed the clip?
ABC.
ABC.
They put it on YouTube.
They put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
We're sure it's ABC that
put
it on
YouTube. Yeah.
We're absolutely.
You're not
sure.
Getting your hair done.
I'm. That's fine. But all I'm saying is, the only reason why I hesitate is, when did they film that?
Okay.
Because they haven't started filming season two yet. So when exactly did they film that?
Well, they filmed it probably in the last week or so.
You think?
Well.
Anyway. Right. I'm just saying. I'm telling you, man. Okay. I'm a doubting Thomas. Y'all all can right. show me spoilers, you know, .tv, whatever, spoiler TV, hooking the clip. I get it. I totally understand that it's out there. I'm just telling you, until I see it on the show itself, I don't buy it.
Fair enough.
That's okay. Just, I'm a doubting Thomas.
Fair enough. Now they've led us on little trails before.
Absolutely, I remember. That's why
I remember. She's going to start cursing people.
No,
I remember the whole thing about the big bad wolf and the huntsman little kerfuffle.
Sure.
That was quite a little deal. Sure. Oh, let's get back to Imus.
Let's do that.
I don't want anything bad to happen to me. Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Take it away, Ima.
Who does not want to see Captain Hook?
None of us. I mean, no, all of us.
Who does not want to see him?
Right.
All of us do not want to see him?
No, I said, never mind. Here we go.
Bad codfish. I do. I want to see him. I love pirates. And I love Captain Hook. He's like one of those loony villains that make you laugh. And I happen to think he went through a troubled past with Peter Pan. They are going to be doing Peter Pan. At least that's a rumor. Hopefully. They need to get permission from the hospital that owns Peter Pan. But when they do, Captain James Hook, I'm voting for you. I'm, you know, rooting for you. And then more Maleficent. Who does not want to see the Mistress of All Evil? Because I do. She did not die. I am still in denial. And I think that she should be brought to life again. Hey, I never seen Moss, but rumor has it that they like to bring people back from the dead. So, I don't know. Bring back Maleficent, please. I know she's a
clear. Hey, she's alive. Let's put all the. Okay, here we go.
So they're in True Blood hanging out with Eric and everything, but Kristen Bauer is awesome and she needs to become Maleficent once again. Ursula, who does not want to see the Sea Witch herself? Now, I know my lady wants to play her, but she's already playing a bunch of characters. I mean, she plays the evil Queen Regina, she plays Mayor Regina, she plays the old hag. She's like a common chameleon, that lady of mine. And she's awesome. But...
We don't disagree with you, Ima. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. Let me say this. I really don't want to tick anybody. I know I've ticked a couple of people off tonight. I really don't want to. I'm really not trying
to.
That's
all right.
So here's the thing. I think that Jamie Chung, Sarah, and Emily
DeRavin,
when they became available.
Mm-hmm.
They were signed to, you know, in some instances for Sarah and Jamie, guest star, Emily and Megan as regulars. Okay. So I read a tweet from the panel that wasn't broadcast live, that Ariel was kind of pushed back a little bit. And I'm thinking that maybe the casting of guest stars and different things, people that came up and were available, maybe that kind of pushed the Little Mermaid story back a little. I definitely know for sure that Regina the Evil Queen said, I need some help with a mermaid problem. Right. Got that. Totally
a
got that.
Little mermaid problem, yes.
So, again,
it could very well
I
be
don't
that,
know.
You know, look, with all the other spoilers that they seem to be giving as far as, like, hint, and I don't want to say spoilers because they're not spoiling anything really other than just, you know, possible storylines that they're planning to, you know, do
right.
this season. The fact that they're talking about so much of it, let's leave some stuff for some secrets because some people do like secrets and some
well,
people like surprises.
Yeah, but, okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So anyway, but you know, Ursula, sure, yeah, but
Ursula's a possibility.
I'm just kind of telling you what I got. Anyway, let's keep going.
We do need to see Ursula, or she can play her counter human Vanessa, the evil one that tries to take Eric away. So why not? You know, she doesn't need to be a sea witch. She can be a lady, and Hades. Now, we've seen King Midas, and they are kind of doing Greek mythology and stuff, so why not bring Hades? Hades rules!
So, you know, and when we get... That's why I really read that comment about
yes.
what Eddie Kitz has said,
mm-hmm.
is definitely I think we're going to explore more Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, that is definitely in the ballpark.
Yeah.
So.
It'll be awesome to see.
Yep.
You know, I love Hades. He's awesome. Whoa, is my hair up? I love that part. That's my favorite part. Jafar. We've seen the genie, and he talks about Agrabah. So what happened to Jafar? We can bring him in. Even though the genie kind of looks like Jafar, but, you know, Jafar is cool, and he can turn into a snake. So why not?
Jafar?
Yeah, it'd be yep. interesting to see him. I wonder if they could get to play him. That'd be kind of cool.
I would imagine that we will get a list right now.
Maybe.
Of who could play Jafar.
Yeah. There'd be some interesting options, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And just where's the Cave of Dreams?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Cave of Wonders, you mean?
That, too. It's next to the Cave of Dreams.
Okay.
I'm getting loopy, folks. Okay, here we go. Let's keep going.
More trouble for Emma and the Charming family. That'd be great. Well, how about Shang Yu? They're bringing in Mulan, so why not bring her arch enemy? Now, he was pretty cool. He had a squiggly knife, and that was awesome.
And a hawk.
I'm sorry. I just think that's funny. He had a squiggly knife.
Well, he did have a squiggly knife.
It's just a funny way to describe it for a villain, because squiggly's kind of a fun little, you know, happy little term. It just doesn't, you know, jagged knife. That sounds more villainous.
Nah, squiggly
it's cute.
Knife.
It makes me laugh. I'm sorry. It just
maybe
me laugh.
He said, I'm going to stab you with this jiggly knife.
Well, he wouldn't say squiggly knife either.
Oh.
Do you think?
Did I say jiggly knife? I didn't mean that. Squiggly knife. I'm going to stab you. And if the... Squiggly life don't work. I got a jiggly knife.
Oh my God.
It's not as precise, but
that
I'll still get
hilarious.
You.
Hilarious. All right. Oh, my gosh.
So, but now, yeah. So, there we go.
So, there we have that. But then there was something. Yeah, Shan Yu was, that guy had, the actor who played him, and I can't think of who it is off the top of my head. He had such a great voice.
Well, and that's another thing is we have seen, not Shang Yu in this case, but we've seen people that look pretty menacing, like the tall man that was with Rumpelstiltskin for the one with, it was Skin Deep.
The
one where he beat up Mo French. Which one was that?
That was Skin Deep, but
The tall guy.
Yeah. You're right.
It was just with Mr. Gold. He was just thugs. Standing there.
Yeah. His thug. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and see,
true.
And that's what I'm saying is, you know, it'd be interesting to kind of look back and go, you know, I wonder, you know, so.
Yes.
Yep. All right.
And if they're going to be doing Oz anytime soon or probably in the third season, Wicked Witch of the West, my friend. I want to see Elphaba. So, yeah, that's a list of...
And the Elphaba has been talked about for a long time. I remember Tyler early on said, that's what we need. And just a little tidbit is it was reported on a San Diego News blog, tweeted out, and also mentioned by Josh Dallas that they're thinking about a musical episode. So... some people might not like that. Other people might like it. But I'm just telling you what.
So. That would actually be really cool.
Anyway.
Because a lot of these folks can sing.
It's got Glee and Storybrooke. It better be a hard rock or something. I don't know. Something.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Something.
I don't think so.
Like maybe the music that I was playing. Maybe they can play the music. Anyway. Here we go.
Yes.
Villains I put together. And you don't need to bring them all in at the same time. I know I shot out a lot, but Adam and Eddie, keep it in mind. More villains and a little less heroes because there's a lot of heroes already. I meant Ruby was supposed to be a villain because Big Bad Wolf is considered a villain in the story of Red Riding Hood. And they made her nice. So, think about it. You know, get back to me, call me. And that's about it. That's all I had to say. Sorry it's so long, but, you know, I love villains. They're my favorite in Disney and fairy tales. Hope you enjoy this rant of I'm a Free Bitch, Villains Edition. Big love, everybody. Evil Regals. Shout out, always. And much love to Colleen and Jeff. And, of course, now they've got... an extended family. They got Don Juanito. They have Louis the Leprechaun, Sammy the Squirrel. It's like, I can't keep up with these people anymore. But hope you enjoyed it. And your thoughts are always awesome. So let me know what you think about these villains.
Sure thing. Thanks,
awesome.
Ima. Thank you so much for sending that in. We really, really, really appreciate it.
And that was very nice music, by the way.
Yes.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Correct.
They're awesome.
Yep. So, I think we are going to see a lot more villains and do-batters to compensate for the do-gooders. So, here are some emails, and then we'll do a quick quiz, and we'll have two hours. Good.
Before we do the email, do we want to make say a shout-out to a couple of our listeners? Real quick.
Sure.
We have birthdays this week.
Okay.
One of them tonight, actually.
All righty.
But the birthday this week we had was Holly Mom.
Holly Mom. Twitter. Happy birthday, Kimberly. Holly Mom.
Hers was Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have today is Blondie for Keeps, Jennifer.
Jennifer Blondie for Keeps.
Yes,
happy birthday to you as well.
And if we missed your birthday, folks... it's probably because we didn't know you had one.
Yeah.
Or we weren't doing a show when you had one. So if we missed you guys in the last few weeks, we apologize, openly to everybody. But happy birthday to anybody who had a birthday in the last couple months.
And Lana, I know you're listening. Happy birthday.
Her birthday's
tomorrow. Coming. I know it's coming very, very soon.
Yeah. And actually, Leanne Burks is this Wednesday, I think it is. It's the 18th. So
happy birthday, Lee.
Happy birthday to me, too. Ahead of time. And it's a big one, too, so that's pretty awesome.
Okay. All right. Happy birthday to all of those folks who have a birthday.
Yep.
It always frustrates me when people say, when I say, well, when's your birthday? And same day every year. it's not what I ask you. Here are some emails from Dan from Boston. Hey, guys. How are your 4th of July celebrations? It's good. Mm-hmm. Just thought I'd send this link to you and let you know that our family goes to Storyland at the end of every summer. Storyland is basically the low-budget Northeast version of Disney World. Lots of fun for the whole family. Also close to the area is Santa's Village. There used to be a Santa's Village in the hills in San Bernardino, but no longer. Google that to find their website. I'll join you in the chat for the after party. Have a good show. Peace, Dan from Boston.
Thanks, Dan.
And I will put this in the chat room.
Sweet.
Storyland. Storyland. All righty. And this email came in. Yeah, we got an email and a voicemail. So, this is from Michelle, and I'm going to read the email because she left a voicemail and said it's probably going to be better to read this. So,
okay.
I'm Michelle from Brooklyn. Yo, Brooklyn. Hey, what's up?
Hello.
I left you a voicemail, but I think it sounded kind of crappy. Anyway, here's what I was trying to say. I'm wondering if the citizens of Storybrooke will break into factions in light of the events in the season finale. Now that everyone has their memories back, they might, number one, stay in Storybrooke. The majority of the Fairytaleland people are better off in Storybrooke, Maine. Their standard of living has certainly improved, and they presumably don't have to do all of the manual labor that they did before, chopping wood, herding, livestock, etc. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not just... Yeah. It's time travel and progression, world travel, let's say. Yeah. Number two, go back to Fairytaleland. The royals and former landowners have taken a step down. No one seems to have servants in Storybrooke. Regina doesn't seem to have a butler. Prince Thomas works in a factory. He'd want to go back, I think, but does Fairytaleland still exist? Very interesting question, and it sounds like it does not, or it does not, is not necessary anymore. Wouldn't you say?
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So they could stay, they could go back, or number three, explore the world. People who are more adventurous might want to leave Storybrooke and make their own way in the world. Hansel, Gretel, and their dad don't have any compelling reasons to stay in Storybrooke or go back to Fairytaleland. So, I think that's what's really cool is the interesting thing about the hat. If they can't necessarily leave Storybrooke, then maybe the hat will be the jump to let them go.
Yeah, that's possible.
Number four, exploit the world. Now that Mr. Gold has brought magic to our world, evil characters might leave Storybrooke and try to set up kingdoms of their own, like in Boston, where everyone seems to want to go. Let me know what you think. That's great.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, here's the question. Even though magic is there, can they leave Storybrooke? I mean, can they leave Storybrooke?
Yeah, we would definitely need to figure out what the boundaries are, right?
Yeah, because I mean, just because there's magic doesn't mean they can leave. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It'll be interesting to see how they handle that.
And I think those are really valid choices. Do you stay? Do you go back? And she brings up great points. You may lose, right, to go back, or you may gain to go back.
Right.
And how does magic play now in Storybrooke? You know, because, I mean, that's what Regina kept saying, is magic is unpredictable.
And unstable, yeah.
In this world.
Mm-hmm.
Explore the world. That could be a lot of fun. And exploit the world. Mm-hmm. Some great questions Michelle has, too, is what happened to Charming's mom? That's a great question. We never really got
We have no idea.
The end of that story. I rewatched the pilot, and I didn't see her at the wedding. King George threatened to kill her if James didn't marry Catherine. Did he? Another great question.
I believe he did, actually. So, yeah. Oh.
Another question. Pretty much every Disney movie has intelligent talking animals in it. In addition, the Once Upon a Time pilot strongly hints that there are talking animals who sent word of the Queen's plan to Snow and James. We have a talking cricket, for sure.
Uh-huh.
So is this Storybook Pet Shelter where David works now filled with animals who suddenly remember that they can talk?
Puss in Boots, anyone?
Yeah. It would be amusing if the writers addressed this in some way, like showing Pongo exchanging meaningful looks or barks with another pet. That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. That really is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great, great email, Michelle. Thank you so very much.
It's awesome.
For that. Now I'm going to find my Google Voice and play this voicemail.
Hey, Jeff and Colleen, this is Hillary in Colorado. Thanks for keeping the podcast going during the break. That's been really nice. I've been meaning to call in for a couple months now, and there's just a couple things I noticed at the end of last season I thought maybe you guys could discuss. The first thing was that I noticed it seemed like when the Blue Fairy gave the bean, she looked real shady about it. Like she didn't believe it 100%, or she was maybe put up to it or something. I thought I'd see if anybody else got that feeling from her. And also, I know at the end, Regina had said that she knew that if Emma died, the curse would be broken. But does Regina know who Emma is? I don't think that was ever said specifically, or did I miss something? So just a couple things to chat about. Anyway, thanks again for the podcast. Bye.
Thank you, Hillary.
Yeah.
So much.
Wow.
So I'll talk about the bean thing.
Okay.
So I don't trust the Blue Fairy because...
Don't tell Keegalicious that.
I don't. And I'll tell you why. It's because she kind of led Rumple there because she said there was no way that the curse could, that he could find Bay. And he started naming off things. So it was kind of like, time warp, time maze, then when he got to the one and then she had a reaction, he goes, aha, it's a curse.
Right. Right.
So I think
she's the most powerful being.
Right. But I think everyone has a little bit of what Rumple has. And if somebody needs something and they can get it, they'll get something out of it in return. So I think we're finding more and more that it's not just, just like Ima said in the her voicemail, it's not cut and dried.
No.
It's not somebody's just bad. There's reasons why, and there's how they got there and certain things and there's certain things in people's life they're trying to kind of overcome
Right. And the thing we've seen too is that the evil characters, quote unquote, are not 100% evil and the good characters are not 100% good. So we've only seen the good side, quote unquote, of the Blue Fairy. There's a dark side to her we haven't seen yet.
Well,
so you watch this season, we're going to see some dark side of her, I bet you.
The one thing I want to say is this. How many could go through the magic tree from Fairytale Land?
Two.
How many did she say in the war room?
One.
So she lied.
She absolutely lied.
Okay.
Because she knew she had to because Geppetto had her.
I get that. But I'm just saying.
Wings.
Okay. I think there's more magic beans. And there was an interesting tweet. I think I may have mentioned it. I may not have. Is that Jane Espens has said that because somebody said, isn't that the beanstalk bean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And but it opened up this, you know, swirling vortex. And she goes, but beanstalks grow down too, don't they?
Yeah, we don't know where that
so
went. So it'll be interesting to see how that yeah. works itself out.
So okay. So then let's talk about does Regina know who Emma is?
Man, you know, I don't know. That's a tough call. I could see where it's possible she does, and it's also possible she has no idea.
I don't think she does, and maybe because there was no other life.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's almost like the breaking of the curse was kind of giving the connection between the two lands. Now, mm-hmm. look, Emma was born in Fairy Tale Land.
Right.
But she really didn't have a full life.
No.
She had the same name.
10 minutes right? there, roughly. Right, yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of where I'm...
She had the same name because Regina didn't give her her storybook name yeah. like she did everybody else, apparently.
So, people get crazy with me, but I'm thinking it's kind of like a Star Wars thing where it was hidden from her. So, anyway. But, yeah, that's it. And I want to give big love to everybody. Thank you so much for showing up. It's been an amazing, amazing night. And we only go up from here. So, incredible stuff. So, thanks so much for joining us. And we'll talk to you soon, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
See you, guys.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. And if you want to know more about how my voice acting services might work for you, check out MediaVoiceOvers.com. And now, all of us here at Roni's Own Media and MediaVoiceOvers.com look forward to sharing the love and enjoyment of the Once Upon a Time TV show next time. Take care.